The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Who is Rorschach? To find out, visit hearustalk.com/who is he.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Be sure to subscribe and download everything we've ever done on djnewstyleshow.com. Tell your fucking friends, even if they're only imaginary, you slovenly lonely fuck. With me as always, speaking of slovenly lonely fucks, a bald man named Frank. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Good evening. Good evening, one and all. Good evening to you.
Very somber today. Very matter. Like, that's how when you get brought on to a conference call at a goddamn insurance company, that's how you would announce your presence.
Well, that's the way it is.
Good evening. Are we all assembled?
Yeah, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I'm going to call a spade here.
Don't be racist, please. This is your half of the show. This is your episode. If you want to take it that way, we can do it. I'm always for it. No, Frank. What, you're calling a spade a spade? You're not psyched for this show tonight?
Well, listen.
I mean, let's face it. This is episode 290. Do you understand?
Listen. You had part one of your show earlier. Is that correct?
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Yes. A Tuesday's night show, you mentioned, and I happened to listen to it, and you mentioned something that makes you very, very, that I was very surprised that you partaked in.
Partaked in. Oh, you were surprised that I engage in proper English?
Right.
You were shocked and appalled that you would associate with someone who couldn't use the language?
I cannot believe that when you worked at Frank's Nursery and Crafts, you had your daddy calling sick for you.
Yeah.
What a pussy. This isn't school. That wasn't school, you dumbass. It was a job. It wasn't your father's job. It was your job.
Frank, can I just explain myself, please?
Embarrassing.
Can I explain myself to you?
Go.
If I had such a great job opportunity as the experience where I could have worked at the experience, if I could have worked at the experience, I would have called out on my own. But however, I was ashamed to have worked only at Frank's Nursery and Crafts and not the experience.
But were you ashamed to call out? Were you embarrassed? Were you that much of a little shy little kid to that you couldn't call out?
Initially, yeah. I'll tell you, yes. Because I didn't want to get into any back and forth. And so my dad's like, I'll fucking call out for you, blah, blah, blah. And he didn't give him any reason. And he didn't give him any extra information. He just said he's not coming in. And I noticed that. And I learned from that, to be honest. And then afterwards, it was kind of just fucking funny to see him just handle my fucking boss. Like he was...
Well,
like
he's not handling nobody. Your boss. This was a job. They didn't have to hire you. It was your privilege to work there, number one.
Yeah.
Okay? They hired you, and like you're doing them a favor by working there.
You're goddamn right. I am doing anybody a favor by putting my presence near theirs. Anyway, Frank... It's episode 290, and you know what I've been trying to do? I've been trying to take the episodes and the number and try to relate it to my life and figure out the significance of the number, but honestly, I'm fucking tapped out of goddamn ideas, and I think the only thing I can come up with for 290 is that this entire little bit, this little segment, sucks 290 times more than any other thing I've created. I think I've backed myself into a bottomless fucking pit where I have no fucking idea what 290 could possibly be. And the initial thing the initial thing was like, well, I'm not going to go on Wikipedia and look up 290 and do the thing we would do on special fucking milestone episodes like 100 or 200. I'm not going to do that. I've got nothing for 290. So should I abandon this whole thing where I analyze the number?
Well, 290 isn't really a milestone number.
But I was trying to do some kind of significance or
get over it. Stop trying to mold.
Why can't we hear you? What are you doing with the fucking microphone right now?
I said stop trying to category there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just make it play as it goes and just goes as the way it is.
I got to say, speaking of like internet things and you know, our show obviously is an internet show. I need to applaud you, Frank. But I won't actually applaud you. I want to say that I need to applaud you for taking an initiative on the internet. I've noticed.
How do you mean?
I've noticed that you are tweeting a lot more. And not only that, you're tweeting interesting shit. You are writing good tweets. I've noticed that you've created a YouTube channel by yourself, probably, right?
Yes, but I was not aware that I was giving good tweets. I didn't even realize what I was giving.
I gotta say, you know, you're posting some you know, interesting thoughts. You're interacting with people. You posted that video, and then I clicked on it, and I'm like, oh, see, so he's stealing somebody's video. But then I realized it's your own YouTube channel.
I've created my own YouTube channel, and I would be uploading videos of various things throughout my life.
So let me see something here. You've taken the video. You've recorded the video.
Yes.
You dreamt of a concept, recorded it, and then you uploaded it yourself.
Yes.
To a channel you made yourself.
Yes.
Frank, dare I say it, you've learned. You've learned.
Yeah!
Wow. I'm impressed. You know what it is? And you know what? This may sound...
Did you like the video?
I like the video, but don't take this the wrong way or anything, Frank. But I gotta say, I'm completely responsible for this.
Excuse me?
I'm responsible for you learning something. Sink or swim, I pushed you into the dock. I pushed you into the dock. Right off the dock into the water. You had no fucking swimmies. You didn't have any goddamn flippers or goggles or anything.
You
started swimming.
You did not give me a fishing pole.
That's right. I gave you a fish. As I shoved you into the water and forced you to swim or die. And you chose to swim in this oceanic internet. Amazing. Fully amazing. 316-768-4472 is the number to call if you would like to be a caller, as someone has decided to do. You're on the DJ New Style Show with internet savvy Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, this is Barb. I wanted to congratulate DJ New Style
thank you.
Frank's YouTube.
I'm applauding for myself, and thank you very much for the congratulations. I've done many things, but I'm proudest of this. I'm proudest of empowering Frank's YouTube channel, making his Twitter account the Germ Freak.
You had nothing to do with my Twitter account or my YouTube channel.
I have everything to do with it.
Frank's YouTube copyright DJ New Style.
Thank you very much, Barb. Thank you. Nobody's doing it, so I'll have to clap. I'll clap for myself. I did it all, Frank.
You did nothing. I did it on my own.
How did you do it?
I signed up and I uploaded it and I did it. I did it very easy.
Mm. And let me tell you something. You wanted to do something, you figured out how to do it and you did it, right?
I want to be posting more stuff too.
Did you wanted to do something, you figured out how to do it and you did it, right?
Yes.
You know why that happened?
Why?
Because I made it quite clear that if you fucking bother me with any request for anything involving a keyboard, mouse, monitor, or a goddamn computer, I would hang up the phone.
And I don't remember
knowing
that,
you still wanted to do things. And you learned how to do it. Because of me, you learned. Barb, thank you for your congratulations. I really appreciate it. Really, really, really appreciate it. So nice to have people finally backing up some of my creative efforts, like getting you to be good at the internet. It's good. For example, this one story that I empowered you to post on Twitter. Apparently, there's a guy from Edison who's 70 years old.
What are you talking about? I posted. You had nothing to do with it.
Oh.
You had nothing to do with it.
What do you mean?
I saw something. I read something online, and I decided to tweet it. You had nothing to do with it.
Oh, what's your Twitter name?
The Germ Freak.
Oh, okay. Do you remember when I told you you should create a Twitter account?
I posted that article myself.
Did you remember when what my response was when you said Germ Freak's already taken? Do you remember that?
I posted that article myself.
Hmm.
I don't recall what you're talking about. Are you saying that you came up with the name the Germ Freak?
I came up with the Germ Freak. And
okay, you did not come up with the Germ Freak.
I did not.
Let me tell you who came up with the Germ Freak.
Who came up with the Germ Freak?
There used to be a radio show that many of people used to listen to.
Are you talking about Ron and Fez?
Yes. Yes.
Why would you say there used to be a show? Did they get canceled?
No. There's a show that people used to listen to.
Oh. So you're saying people used to listen to them?
Right. Okay. Do you still listen?
I don't anymore.
Okay. And there was a person on there by the name of Fez, and he once referenced me as the Germ Freak.
It was your admiration for Fez on Ron and Fez.
Yes. That do you drove remember you to a couple years ago we traveled to New York? And
hey
we
Frank,
had...
what's your YouTube channel? Is it Germ Freak Frank?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Do you remember how you came up with that name?
I don't recall. I don't recall.
Isn't that similar to the Gmail account that you have, germfreakfrank at Gmail?
Yes, I must have came up with it that way.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I gave you that name.
Oh.
I actually made the Gmail account for you. I'm just letting you know. Listen, I don't want to fucking brag.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you trying to prove here? No style.
I just want to. I really want to go over this story that you posted about the guy from Edison,
New Jersey.
Because I think the headline is incredible.
Tragic.
Update. It starts with update. Edison man, 70, fatally injured when wife backs over him.
Right.
How the fuck do you back over somebody?
What I'm assuming is, you know, they were shoveling out the snow, and I'm thinking maybe he slipped or something, and then I'm assuming that maybe he hit his head, and then she backed over him. That's what I'm assuming, because I can't imagine you're going that fast when you're backing out of a driveway. You know what I'm saying?
Carol Galoff, unaware that her husband was behind the vehicle, began to reverse and then felt the car stop. She got out to see her husband under the car and ran into a neighbor's house to call for help. So this fucking bitch couldn't even brush the snow off of a fucking the back window. And she didn't see him, so she fucking conked him out. That's what happened. Now, Frank, could this ever happen to you? Do you ever anticipate being in back of a moving car that Donna is operating?
I don't anticipate it, no. And I would hope that, you know, when I get to that point, that being tapped by a car will not make me die. When I get old, you know, a lot of times you'll hear old people saying they fell. Oh, she fell. He fell. Oh, she fell. Okay, I hope that at the point when I fall, I can just get back up again.
Yeah, I remember we basically said that whole thing on XM the one time we did it. When your inspiration for Twitter – Fez and also Ron let us on. You basically said that whole thing on XM.
Right.
Like, you're shocked that old people could fall.
Right. So, but what I did was we had a lot of snow covered. We have had a lot of snow in this part of the state.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to I wasn't in the mood to – brushing your car off it can be very tedious, especially when it's a
– Do you understand English? Take your things and go!
All right. I can take a hint, Jerry. I just want to ask you to listen to my stuff for 15 minutes. That's all. Is that too much to ask?
Yes, it is. I have a life. Okay?
Well, I have a life, too.
It's not my responsibility.
It is when you tell me to call you and then...
I told you to call to get rid of you!
To get rid of me?
That's right.
Okay, all right. I can take a hint.
Yeah, if I didn't tell you that, we'd be standing on the steps of my apartment.
Yeah, all right. So I made a mistake.
So did Hitler!
All right, okay. This is the way it is when you're famous. Now I see.
Do you understand now?
That's how you guys are, huh?
Not them. Me, yeah.
That's how you are.
Yeah, uh-huh, right.
When you reach the top, huh?
No, I was that way before.
Now I know how you people like are.
All right, goodbye. Good luck.
And Jerry, I just want to say one more thing. Jerry, I'm glad what you did to me today. You know that? Because now I know I can't rely on anybody. Not you, not anybody. And I shouldn't rely on anybody.
Yeah, you shouldn't rely on a man wearing underwear shorts and tall white socks and white sneakers with
you know
a collared
that?
Shirt. Right.
You know that? And you want to know something else? I'm going to work 50 times harder, and I'm going to be 50 times more famous than you.
Yeah, then you're going to have idiots like you plaguing your life.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Come on, Rita. We're wasting our time.
Go ahead, Rita.
Goodbye, Jerry.
Gotta lock that door. And scene. Now, Frank, a lot of the younger people might be confused by this. Would you care to explain what it is we just did?
This is a sequence, a movie sequence, a reenactment from a great movie directed by the great Martin Scorsese. A 1983's King of Comedy.
Why did you say both pronunciations?
Because people
you wanted
say
to hedge your bet. You hedged your bet because you weren't unsure.
No. I always thought it was Martin Scorsese, but I've heard people say Scorsese, so I don't know which
so
is
you
correct.
So you said both. Just to,
I say both
just
to
hedge
my
your bets. That's right.
Yes.
And you said no at first when I said that. Like I'm an asshole. Whereas you are the asshole. Continue, please. The movie.
This was a very critically acclaimed, however not particularly great in the box ratings, of 1983's King of Comedy, starring Robert De Niro.
The box ratings.
Right, the box ratings.
It didn't do too well in the box ratings.
No.
It was a box ratings failure.
Right. And what I like about this is Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry what? Jerry Seinfeld?
This is Jerry Lewis.
He was in the movie, Jerry Seinfeld?
No, it's Jerry Lewis essentially being Jerry Lewis. Yeah. I could imagine that this is the smug human being that he is in real life.
Carrying around a fucking a putter, wearing these shorts that are like fucking underwear shorts, and these little nurse shoes like you always wear. Just fucking terrible. Absolutely fucking terrible. And you wanted – why is it that you wanted to do this scene? Because for those who don't know, we have some new listeners. Frank, when he's on the show – he likes to get a little theatrical, and he wants to be spontaneous. He likes to give the listeners an opportunity to guess.
I'm an in-the-closet actor.
you didn't need to say actor.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So that's something that we're doing. Yeah, you created the YouTube channel to showcase some of your abilities. Is that what?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to be putting a lot of stuff on there, things about the family, perhaps things with my kids.
Nice.
Things with my dogs, things I do with my dogs and everything.
Like, give me an example of something you would do with your dogs that you would put on there.
Well, I recorded one video of me emptying an entire can of compressed air and spraying it in my dog's face.
So you have video of you abusing your dogs.
Would that be considered abusing, putting air in your dog's face?
Yes. You have tiny girl dogs. Like, you have tiny, like a dog that you could bring on a plane. Like, as
right,
a carrier.
Right, they're called lap dogs.
Yeah, but you would carry it in some kind of a fucking beach bag.
Sure, I suppose.
Yeah. And that dog has a blast of compressed air into its fucking face.
Right.
There's chemicals in that you can get high off of. I've seen intervention.
You're kidding, right?
Popo! Yes!
There's chemicals? It's just air.
Yeah, it's just air. Nothing
air
doesn't
else. Have chemicals. And when you shake the can, it gets real cold, too.
I'm sorry, what?
When I shake the can, it gets very cold.
Yeah, that's because there's fucking chemicals in it. And you just blasted it in your dog's face.
I wonder why Sophie's having trouble seeing.
And you have issues with Michael Vick because he killed dogs, yet you tortured.
You're
going to
compare me blessing a dust destroyer in my dog's face with me, me taking a dog and burying it up to its neck in dirt.
Didn't you also do something bad to a dog that was barking at you? Didn't you also have a dog that was attached to the back of a garbage truck?
Why do you have to bring Coco up?
It's just such a – the visual is such a nice display of fucking – of fucking physics. As that thing turned, it still wanted to continue straight. So the bag just swung. One last little fucking just whip around a corner. And then again, I've said this many times, but my fantasy, the way I envision this in my head, is that fucking worker, non-expression, hates his life, hates his wife, hates everything about his day, worker, going to the back, seeing the bag attached, giving it a half windmill turn into the truck, and then hitting the compressor. And then it's bye-bye, Coco. Maybe he set it on fire. Got some hot cocoa. Thank you, Goatweed. Thank you. Frank, are you all right? Why aren't you speaking?
Oh, I didn't know what you were, if you were going to continue on. But are you telling me that – see, now I'm a little leery about posting this video because now I don't want to be – people think I'm abusing my animals.
Yeah, then you'll have to go on 60 Minutes and explain to all your fans why you're a terrible person. Frank, nobody is going to bother you. There are people. There are videos of people killing fucking animals. There are dogfight videos on YouTube. And I think the worst thing that happens is that they go to jail. So, like, who cares? Just fucking throw it out there. It's entertainment. It's art.
I'll do it.
I'll do it. That's good. I'm very glad to see that. I have a dog as well, but I don't you know, beat him or hurt him for the entertainment of strangers. I do have to get him groomed. I have to. Maybe I'll record him getting shaved or trimmed.
You know, it's funny you mention that because I spent all Saturday night watching videos of dogs, matted dogs getting shaved.
Oh, a matted, like,
yeah, matted, very matted dogs getting shaved.
I've seen a couple of those videos.
Right. I'm just fascinated with the hair when it gets matted, and it looks like a
fucking hamburger or a Salisbury steak patty from like school lunch,
right?
Which is like just a gray flat thing, and it's attached to the fur. And there's several of them. It looks like toadstools that are just dangling, kind of. And because you've watched a lot of these videos, but someone out there who hasn't seen them yet. When they shave these fucking dogs, the byproduct of it is like a fucking dog skin rug effect.
Right.
It's kind of like the exact shape of the dog, just perfectly flat, of this disgusting, terrible hair. Like, why would it get matted?
Well, sometimes they'll be washed and not combed, and they'll just let it dry, or if they lay a certain way, or simply not combing it. But the problem is, a lot of times these dogs will be, you know, dogs that are brought into the shelter that were neglected or whatnot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times they I say to myself, why don't they just wash them instead of shaving them? But the smell is so bad that when they shave them, it brings up the aroma. And I just want to smell that. I want to smell that. And I want to see what it smells.
Like when you saw down a maple sapling, you get a nice smell.
Right, right.
So similarly, when you cut into these terrible shit compressed fucking knotted piss hairs.
Does your dog
these piss Theodore, dreadlocks?
Does your dog Theodore get matted?
His name's Teddy.
Same. That's what. Well, Teddy's short for Theodore.
No,
so.
Like it's like when someone says, "Yeah, my name's just Chris," and you say, "Well, Christopher." No, my birth certificate is just Chris. You understand?
So your dog's name isn't Theodore then?
No. It's not Tedesco. Oh. It's not fucking Theo. It's not Theodore. It's Teddy.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
Does he get matted or no?
He is half poodle. So like the certain dogs are more likely to get matted if you don't brush them regularly. And he runs outside in the snow and shit. And like in certain areas, like between his body and his leg, the hair there is just – it gets fucking gross. And what you don't want to do is when you get matted hair on dogs, for those of you who need to know this, dog grooming tips on this show, I just spent an hour talking about piss and picking your nose. When you get the mats wet, they constrict, they become tighter. So that's why they don't wash them when the dog gets matted, because then it would just make them even fucking more difficult to undo. And when it gets to a point where it's like there's no undoing them, like... Have you ever seen a mat being taken out of a dog?
Yeah.
So you know the tool they use. It's this fucking, like, it looks like a lawn aerator. It's this stiff metal metal brush where the things are like 3 inches long, and they just through the whole fucking thing until it's like separate hairs again. But it gets to a point where it can't be dealt with, so they have to shave everything off the dog. That's what you were watching.
There's one dog I was watching. He was so bad that his leg was the hair from his leg.
Leg?
His leg?
Leg.
The hair from his leg.
His leg.
Yeah, his leg. It was attached to his stomach. So the hair, he has hair in his belly and his leg was connected.
And could he move?
He couldn't move.
Oh my God. His belly hair and his leg hair were fused.
Yes.
His leg hair was on his Bailey hair. Why do you say leg so weird?
It's the way I say it. It's the way I was raised.
It's not right,
I like watching sheep get sheared as well, because I like – one time I remember
– some kind of fetish? Do you have a shave fetish? Like, have you ever had the desire to shave, like, a hairy woman? Like, have you ever shaved Donna's legs?
No. Are you crazy?
Have you ever said, hey, slow down. Don't do that for a few months. Let's compare notes in 6 months and see who's got the hairier set of gams.
I've never shaved anybody's legs.
Never?
But listen,
sure? I think you might be into this.
I swear to God, I never did. But I was watching a news at one time, and there was this sheep that hadn't been sheared in like 5-6 years. And they sheared it. And once they sheared it, it had trouble walking because it was so used to having that weight on it that it had trouble walking.
Wow.
And I like watching things get sheared and shaved.
I'm telling you might want to give it a shot. Put a nice candle on, put on some fucking Men Without Hats, whatever music you like to get down to, and maybe dim the lights and go at it in the bathtub. Try shaving down some fucking calves and thighs.
You know, you mentioned something earlier about
316-768-4472. We have a caller here. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Ed.
Ed? Which Ed?
Ed from New Jersey.
Do you want us to stop using your last name, Ed?
No, it's all right.
Oh, so is this Ed the Whoremaster McGrath?
Maybe.
Okay.
So I had a question for Frank. Frank, do you know of any other animals that get sheared a couple times a year?
I have a feeling I know where he's going with.
Are you referring to me?
you're an animal, aren't you?
Wait. Ed, when you say sheared, and you mean Frank, are you suggesting that Frank gets like back waxes or something?
No. He gets a razor. He does what he can do. And then he gets some help for those hard-to-reach places, if you know what I mean.
So, wait a minute. Oh, that's right. Donna shaves your fucking back. Is that right, Frank? Does she still do this?
I do it 2 or 3 times a year. I shave down.
So,
I had
it all reversed. You have no interest in shaving Donna. You want to be the sheep. You want to be the sheep. That's the nature of your fucking fetish. You want to be sheared.
I'm a very hairy individual, and most of the hair on my chest now is very gray.
You have a very green tongue, and you carry a weird teddy bear around as you eat turnbuckles.
And
mine.
This man decided to send me several pictures.
I sent
several
him
pictures
text
of
pictures
the remnants
of my shaved back hair.
So wait a minute. You sent like a picture of the pile that was left to Ed?
Yes.
I think there's something. You're crossing some lines here. And now Sheepy wants to see the pics. He actually wants to see the little hair pile.
Oh, crossing lines. You have no idea.
Ed,
so
Ed,
Frank,
hold on.
Sure.
Ed, do you have the pictures of the hair?
No, God, no. He actually sent them to me in an MMS, so I didn't keep them.
Time out for a second. You had you said you wanted to see how much hair came off my back. You said that. Don't fucking deny it, Ed. You said you wanted
said
to see how much hair
look
came off my back.
Yeah, but Frank, the point is, he said it, and you were more than happy to oblige. You were
whatever
so proud of being
whatever
that little sheep who
whatever
couldn't walk.
Whatever.
You were so
whatever
happy.
The problem was that I use a razor where when you shave, it doesn't fall on the floor. It vacuums into this little compartment. So there's
a Floby?
No.
You get Floby. You get a fucking back Flobied. It sucks as it cuts. What the fuck? You have a goddamn vacuum razor.
It sucks up into a little compartment, and it doesn't fall on the floor.
Yeah, okay, so you open the compartment.
So in addition to shaving my back hair, I may have groomed a little bit down below, if you know what I'm saying. So what happened was when I sent them the pile of back hair, there may have been some pubes in that.
So you basically, you sent a picture of your pubes to Ed. You can't deny that now.
No.
Hey, mayonnaise, if you're listening, you should isolate the fact that Frank sent a picture of his pubes to Ed and make something out of that. I would love to hear that song. Just something so fucking gay.
Gay.
Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with being gay. Go ahead and gay it up. Go ahead and be a sheep. Frank, you want to be a little lamb? You want to be out a little Pekingese getting the fucking mats removed after he was rescued from a kill shelter? Go ahead and be it.
Now,
but why the fuck
are
you so proud of it? You got to show your best friend.
What I am going to do now, would you like me to email you the photo of my hair?
Oh, my God, he kept it. He kept the photo. You kept the photo?
It's in my fucking iPhone, you dummy.
Oh, my God.
You're not too bright, are you? Mm.
A lot of people are keeping their sexting images in their phones and not deleting them. Frank, this is a mistake you should have learned the lesson Brett Favre suffered through. When you send your sexy images out, you should delete them. Remove them.
Now,
get rid
of
them.
I would like to first send it to you so that you could react to it, new style.
Send away. Send it away.
No style. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
I'm sending you.
Thank you, Frank Dick.
I'm sending you the whatever happened to him anyway. Is he still around?
I believe he's still doing a show.
I just emailed you my hair that came from my back, and there may be some pubes in that. I would like to know when you received it.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck, is that gross?
Yeah, that was my reaction.
It's okay. Okay, hold on. Okay. Okay, hold on. It looks like two little shits.
It looks like Brillo pads.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It looks like pieces of shit, and they're bespeckled with silvery curly hair. Frank, you have gray pubes?
No, that's from my back.
No, because there's more brown than fucking gray. Gray is the minority. You have fucking silvery, fucking Merle dog colored hair. You have fucking gray dog pubes. So
I really don't have gray pubes, but that's
not
my...
anymore. You shaved them off with your fucking Floby, and then you went kunk 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 and emptied the hopper on your fucking desk. Oh my God! I was on the phone with you, and your daughter was working at that desk on some fucking project. On the same desk you dumped your fucking pubes out on.
I'm sending you another photo
as
well.
Your kid was doing a homework on the table that you fucking put the pubes on, you sick fuck.
This was on a carpeting.
It wasn't on carpeting. It's on a table above the carpeting.
Oh.
Ew. I hope one of the little hairs gets caught in her fucking folder. And gets attached to a fold in
whatever
ditto.
Should I post the hair out from my back on my Twitter or no?
Yeah, you should.
And you want to hear the worst part? He has to empty the fucking little hopper before the end of the shaving process because it gets so filled.
So they had a team of engineers research how this device should be designed, and they determined a capacity for this product, and it is not good for you. You have more hair than the fucking the maximum.
Have you received
human
the other
amount
photos?
Of hair. I've received that one. Let me see. I haven't checked the other. I'm so fucking revolted by the others. Oh my God! There's two more. What the fuck? Oh Jesus Christ! I don't want to be racist here. Okay. But it looks like a rabid fan of Kid and Play took scissors to Play or Kid's fucking flat top fro. It really, because I guess this thing vacuums it up and it fucking teases it. It really looks like a fro. Like little clippings out of a goddamn fro. That's the second one. Frank, put them all on your Twitter, and it's twitter.com/thegermfreak. They look like little nuggets of like, you know, owl pellets? Remember when they used to bring in the nature expert to school, and they'd pass around these baggies of fucking owl vomit? It basically looks like that. It looks like owl pellets. And you fill up this whole device, and you have to do it again. So you fill it up twice, Frank?
Three times.
Three times.
It's a small compartment.
It's a small compartment because humans shouldn't have that much. Like, if honestly, if you had enough time, you could take all this hair and at least make two mittens. You probably could make two nice mittens. Why are they nice? They're fleeced with old man pubes. Why would they be nice fucking mittens?
And the worst part is he doesn't even shave it all the way down to the bottom. He leaves, like, the clippers on one or something. So he doesn't even shave it all off.
Oh, he's like the other part of the Velcro. Just those straight fucking hairs. Oh, God. Fucking like a goddamn porcupine cutting into your wife when you try to fucking
spoon her. You don't have that much hair on your back?
I don't have that much hair, no. I have hair on my back. But it's basically under the shoulder blades. Where do you have to start shaving?
I shave everything from the waist up.
So wait. So those joke pictures that get forwarded all the way around the internet of the guy who has shaved like a shirt into his hair, but he's really
I could do that. I could do that.
Would you do that? Would you shave it so that it just looks like a T-shirt?
Frank, is it true that you'd like some more of it shaved?
What do you mean?
You know, more towards the backside you'd like shaved, but...
do you think
you
could, I don't know, could you go ghetto and draw like shave a basketball into your back or something? Or like write one love? Could you do... could you think you could code a message into your fucking fur? Okay, Frank, I want to relay to you that I'm as straight as they fucking come, but now I'm curious at this topic. Does the hair go from the base, like from the base of your neck to your heels, basically?
I don't have much hair on my legs because throughout the years, I guess it evaporated.
So you have this hair continues below your waist onto your ass.
Not to the same extent where it's on my.
Let me ask you something. Before you fill up this machine three times, if you were to be nude, and be mid stride with your head turned to the left, as you walk through a river.
I know what you're doing, you son of a bitch. Where I look like a 1968 film made in the Pacific Northwest.
I'm sorry. It's so fucking gross. Yeah, I got to say though, one point when I helped you with your computer, you had like a fucking undershirt on. Like you always wear you had like a really thin t-shirt on. And I went into your office and you could see that it looked like there was a black t-shirt under that shirt. And I said, to you, Jesus, you're that fucking hairy? And you go, don't say anything. I'm real sensitive. You made me never say anything on the show about your fucking your fur back. Jesus, it's disgusting. It's really disgusting. So, you must never go to the beach, never go swimming, right?
Well, I'll just shave prior. That's all.
Ew. Oh, God damn it. Is that fucking gross? So do you just put these out so that birds can make a fucking nest? Like like Amanda's mom, when she brushes Laddie, her dog, she'll put like the extra hair from the brush out on this hook. and the birds take it and make a nest. You should do that for the local the local birds. Allow them to make a nest out of your horrible pubes and ass hair. That's a question. Do you dip below the do you ever shave your asshole?
Yeah, Frank. Well, how about that? Can you enlighten us on that?
You know what? You can't unask that. I really wish I could, but I've already asked it. So
no, this will be good. You'll enjoy this.
Can you just ask me if I shaved my asshole?
Yeah, I did.
That's a little gay.
What are you gonna do?
Don't shave my asshole. No.
Why is that?
I probably should. I don't.
You should get sunglasses.
How am I gonna shave my ass?
Hey,
how
Frank.
Does
Frank.
Man, shave his ass.
Frank, you don't shave your ass.
No.
So you should get sunglasses and a Gibson guitar tattooed on your ass and legs, and just walk around in front of Donna. Bam.
But Frank, don't you have someone there to get to those hard to reach places?
What are you trying to say, Ed?
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever asked the missus to help you in that area?
I may have, yes.
Has she ever asked?
She refuses to do anything below the waist.
Oh God! You know, fucking, because you bleed. You bleed without razors involved. Why would she? I'm fucking revolted. Ed, I gotta ask you a question. When you think video conferencing, what do you think of?
Video conferencing. Oh boy, I'm off guard. I think of award-winning software.
Of course you do.
Frank, yes, I see
Frank,
you too.
What do you think of, Frank?
I think of IC2.
Well,
the number two.
Yes, ICU, the number 2.com. Now listen, video conferencing. That means I'm somewhere, you're somewhere, we both have cameras. How can we make this work? If we both download this program, this piece of fine software from ICU, the number 2.com, we could both try it for free. Install it on our computers and have awesome usernames and chat with people who play fucking trivia and show their assholes and shave on cam and cough into microphones. And we could be face-to-face from wherever you are and wherever I am. It's face-to-face from any place. ICU2. It's ICU, the number 2.com. It's free to try, Frank, right? Free is good.
Absolutely free.
Just go to ICU, the number 2.com. Ed, ICU, the number 2.com, free to try. You interested? Are you interested?
I'm in.
Fuck it, I'm in.
I just don't want to watch him shave then. That I can't watch.
Well, that would be ipukeonyou2.com. And they're out of business. ICU2, the original. Original and best at everything. ICU, the number 2.com. Ed, I got to say, thank you for airing this disgusting, filthy, hairy laundry of Frank's.
I'm just glad that now I'm not the only one that's gazed upon it. I'm glad you all understand what I went through on that fateful day I got that MMS from Frank. Ugh, disturbing.
And was it unprompted? I mean, he says that you
requested.
No, I knew.
He said he was going to do it. He said he was being shaved. He said he would send me the pictures, but I mean, you're not fully prepared.
God, he said he was being shaved. Like, he's getting prepared for fucking the Westminster Dog Show.
It's something like that, yeah.
Donna just does that quick run trot around.
You know, and the joke that I made to Frank was, you know, if he went out in public before the shaving and had sex with his wife in public and got caught, he'd go to the fucking zoo and Donna would get arrested for bestiality.
100%.
You know what? It's funny you mentioned that because there's something I like about – there's something else that I enjoy also about being shaved down. I get very it's a rush. It's a rush. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We're both trying to hold back our fucking meals that we've eaten today.
It's a rush to put on my shirt after I've been shaved.
You know what this is like? This is like when I was in high school and I would try to stay up to watch real sex because I'm like, oh, real sex. There's going to be fucking – it's like it's as close to porno as I can get. And then there would be the segment of these fucking dudes talking about how great it is to be with other naked dudes in the woods. And you'd sit through an hour of that, and then they'd flash a fucking tit. So this is exactly what the fuck that is. It's that fucking disgusting. You describing how it's a rush to be shaved clean.
It's a rush. Once you, for 6 months, you have hair all over your chest and everything. And when you wear a shirt, but then when you have that shaved off and you put the shirt on, it's a new feeling on your skin because now the shirt is much closer to your skin.
True.
And it's a rush.
It's true. It is a little bit of a rush, but you know, you get over it.
And how do you know what I'm talking about?
I have shaved, Frank. At one point, I don't make a fucking habit out of it, but I've also been nared where I could not reach.
Ooh,
when I was younger,
hold on, what the fuck is that reaction, Ed?
Ooh. Oh, that's gotta hurt, doesn't it?
I just heard that out of the fucking. Tell me, someone else heard that. Frank, did you hear Ed just fucking groan?
Yes, it's very disturbing.
As I said, and I have been nared.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Ed, where were you yesterday?
Moving right along.
Okay. Anyway,
any fucking surprise.
When I was younger, everybody knows I started having pubes in second grade, okay? So when I was in the fifth grade,
Hold on. Nobody outside of your fucking local clergy or perhaps the police department and your parents knows. Why would you assume everybody knows that you got pubes in the second grade?
Right,
would everybody know that you got pubes?
I developed very early. So by the time I was in fifth grade, I pretty much had a mustache. So I was so embarrassed of my mustache that I used to bleach it. I used to bleach my mustache so you wouldn't be able to see it.
You had a mustache. How young were you?
Fifth grade.
That's the worst. That's the worst because you're about a 10 or 11.
Something like that, I guess.
And you start getting that hair, that real wispy, the first hairs that come in, kind of parts of my beard now. parts of it have never advanced beyond the fifth grade level. It's okay. But when you get that Mexican kind of mustache a little bit,
Cecil.
What's that?
Cecil. No, I'm just doing a little Mexican
thing. Oh, you're doing a racial stereotype of how you believe Mexicans to speak? After calling spades spades? Wow. Interesting. It's a whole new germ freak. Maybe you should take your white hood off so we can hear you in the mic better.
You know, it's funny you...
Mentioned your white hood?
No, it's funny you mentioned
Tell
hood.
Tell us about the lynching. Did you get freshly shaved so you could fucking dance naked around the fire that you set in fucking Irvington?
Listen, I never... there was a movie called Boys in the Hood back in the 90s, I think. Do you remember this?
Yes, I remember this.
I never knew that hood was a shortening of neighborhood. I didn't know that that's where they got the hood from.
What do you think it was?
I thought that's what they called it where they lived.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was from neighborhood.
You just thought that...
I thought that's what,
you seriously couldn't make that connection?
I swear to God on my children, I didn't make that connection.
Wow. That's pretty fucking dumb.
You're not too bright, are you?
You just thought that black people pulled hood out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it had something to do with, hoodies.
Yeah, with hoodies. Yes. I'm rolling up to your hoodie. No. Frank, no. No, now I just feel sad. You've just made me feel sad for you. God, that's pretty rotten. Ed, I gotta say thank you very much for calling. Are you still enjoying far better status than Frank ever will?
Oh, much better.
Keep it up. Thank you very much, buddy. I appreciate it.
Do you remember?
Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie.
Eddie. Yes. Wow, Eddie.
Listen.
Interesting. Okay. What? I'm listening.
I have something that I would like to. I haven't done. We haven't done this in a while. We took a break.
Are you trying to get back to some kind of thing that we used to do now?
Yes, I am.
Hmm.
I am. Do you remember we used to do a Seinfeld impressions? Do you remember that?
No.
Well, I have a new one.
Oh, here we go. So
I want to recap.
I do remember, Frank, I do remember. Basically, what this is, Frank is obsessed with Seinfeld, and he, I guess, just like 80s music, he'll never let go of it. So he'll keep rewatching the same things that he enjoyed at a much happier time, and he'll notice the new things. And he does a series of Seinfeld impressions. Now, Frank, do you want to...
If I could just recap some
of the... Do you want to just jog our memory and bring back some of the hits?
I think that we cut the music.
What?
We cut the music.
Yeah, I did cut the music.
I could still hear the music.
It's off.
Okay. The first one I did was one that is probably one of the most popular.
Well, you got to describe it. It's got to set up the scene.
I will describe it. This is the one where there was a deaf actress guest starring on Seinfeld.
Oh, that's the one, Bingo. I remember that one. I remember that one. I do remember that one.
Why'd you just do that?
Why'd I do
what? You gave away the punchline.
Oh, no, I mean, you said, do you remember? Do you remember doing this?
And I wasn't sure. Set it up, and then I was going to do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, hey, listen. You asked me if I remember doing
this. Can I set it up now?
And
you dummy?
I wanted to prove to you that I knew it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is one with the deaf actress Marlee Matlin, and she's
that's the one. The Bingo. Yeah. We did that one. What's the next one? I remembered that one. I don't probably remember any of the other ones.
I was going to do it, you dummy. I was going to do the punchline, you ass.
Listen, I didn't know it was that fucking...
You're too bright, are you? Listen to me.
I guess not.
Let me do... Be quiet. She's a line girl, and Seinfeld's in the audience trying to get her attention, and he calls out to her. He says, "What are you, deaf?"
Bingo. See, you called me dumb, so I just figured I'd fuck you up.
Let me just do it.
Go ahead. What's the big punchline of this one?
When Seinfeld calls out to her, "Oh, what are you, deaf?"
Bingo.
Oh, a doggy. What's his name?
Well.
No, go ahead.
There was a farmer.
Let's hear the punchline of this one. Go ahead.
Are you playing a bingo music?
I'm sorry. I'm playing the wrong thing. Go ahead. Go ahead and do it.
So, where the hell did you find that? So, All right. You had your fun. Let me finish. So Seinfeld says to Marlee Matlin, "Hey, what are you, deaf?" And she says, "Bingo."
I-N-G-O and Bingo was his name.
Yeah. That's good.
Now, another one is an episode where Kramer is into wearing heated shirts. So he warms his shirts up in the oven so they feel nice and warm.
Oh, when they
back.
Cook it in the shirt. And he's like, I cook pizza. What the hell do I know about cooking the shirt?
Are you going to do this with every fucking one?
Well, what's the next one? Frank, what's the next one? Frank, are you there? Listen.
Yes.
I got some,
I'm trying to remember the...
I just want to be sincere with you, okay? Would you accept my apology? If I apologize right now?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Are you still there?
I couldn't do it. I actually went up to fart. And it slipped. It slipped before I got the mic there. Okay. The next one. Okay, do the big salad one. Go ahead. Let's hear the big salad one.
This is George.
The big salad one. I want to hear that one.
Right. Elaine.
You have to get the big salad. That one. I want to hear that one. What about the one where the Saddam Hussein guy goes, "Dude, get your death of cold." Do you know that one? Can you do that one? Frank, this is all in the past. Let's just let bygones be bygones, okay?
Well, let me get to the new one then.
Let's do the new one.
This is the famous episode.
Famous.
Where Kramer is modeling for Calvin Klein underwear. This episode is guest starred. There's
Okay. I remember that one. That's the one where he eliminated fructose and the buttocks were sublime. I remember that one.
Okay. So Kramer is modeling for Calvin Klein. It's just two of them are in the office together. And Calvin Klein is taken with Kramer's body.
Yeah.
And then Kramer, and this, I mean, this is what, and then my, this is my imitation of what Calvin Klein says to Kramer. You're very lean.
Thank you. Very good. And another Seinfeld impression. From the,
and you notice I from do the man, impressions
from the
of
man
people,
of a thousand voices.
I do impressions of the less popular characters, whereas you, being the hack you are, will do impressions of the main characters.
Oh, like which one did I do? That was so mean.
The big salad was yours.
Oh, you mean the one you proudly displayed as your own just now? You
no, no.
fucking thief.
No.
You fucking was, thief.
You came
you
up with that
one. You fucking thief.
But I come up with the such as this.
Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon?
My cleaner's coat.
Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon? Remember that one? Do you remember that one? Do you remember that one, Frank?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's mine. I choose not to run. Thank you. Seinfeld impressions, Frank. Back in a big way. Back in a big, 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 big way. It's a lot of TV that you're watching. It seems like you're really... You watch a ton of fucking TV.
I'm really into the A&E lately. The I shouldn't have got away with, you know, I can't believe I got away with it. This and Manhunters. I like Manhunters a lot.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Are you still into the fucking reality show bullshit? Can you get away from the goddamn fucking reality shows?
Well, Survivor isn't on, and neither is Big Brother. So
they canceled them. They canceled them finally.
No, they're not playing it this time, so
they'll
be back.
Enough with the fucking Survivor and the goddamn fucking Big Brother. Enough with the guy. You know who I'm sick of? Who I bet you fucking love and revere? That fucking guy with the cake store. I can't fucking tell you.
Are you referring to Buddy Valastro?
I can't tell you how much.
Let me tell you, I have a problem I got with this.
I can't.
Oh, by
tell
the way.
You.
I want to give my condolences. I want to give my condolences because one of the bakers on Cake Boss has recently passed away, and I want to give my condolences.
Did they have to make a gigantic cake for him to really?
I don't know.
Send him off.
Have you ever watched the show Cake Boss? It's broadcast from Carlo's Bakery in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. What I don't understand about this is they have a bakery. In the same room where they have a fucking wood shop.
Yeah.
They're sawing wood. They're drilling wood, QVC, PVC piping and everything. Right where they're making the fucking cake. They're bringing fucking tools into the fucking bakery. Now, you know when they're – because they make these extravagant different things and whatnot. So they're bringing, you know, like 2x4s in there. They're just drilling it. You know some of those fucking – that fucking wood's got to fly into the fucking cake batter.
Yeah.
It's vile.
It probably would. Yeah, it probably would. But
I mean,
people don't eat these fucking. These
maybe
cakes.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to fuck. I don't want my cake to be stuck with a fucking PVC pipe in the middle of it.
I also don't want. I don't want a cake that looks like a fucking dress. I don't understand why this is fucking entertaining or good. I don't understand why are there fucking stripes on the goddamn. Why decorate a cake that fucking much? Why is it always a fucking problem? I don't fucking get it. I don't like the whole fucking concept. And this, I fucking hate the main guy. He's the cake boss. I fucking hate the guy. I don't know why. I can't fucking stand him. It's the they show him with his fucking wife. You watch the show, so you know all the names. I don't know the fucking name. I saw one episode, and this fucking wife. He made a cake that looked exactly like his fucking wife. And she couldn't have been less fucking interested. This guy had employed a crew to build this fucking thing from edible clay or whatever the fuck it is. And he's like, "This is you. I made you out of cake." And she's like, "Oh, she looks just like me." Could not have given less of a shit. Fucking terrible. I hate it, Frank. Why are you so fascinated with this fucking guy? I know the answer.
I'm not fascinated.
Two of the answers. By the way, you are very slanted to your own home teams. He's an Italian man, correct?
He's Italiano.
He's from New Jersey, correct?
He's from New Jersey.
That's why you like the show. I gotta tell you.
No. Listen, I'm not a huge believe me, I'm not a huge fan of the show. That's
why I don't know what I'm gonna do right now. I have to shit so fucking bad. Can you carry the show for 30 seconds?
No, let's end
it. Go! Talk, Frank. I'll be right back.
I wanna thank everybody for listening to the DJ New Style program.
It's not over yet.
Well,
it's not
I'm
over
done.
Yet. Please.
I'm done. I'm
don't
done.
Don't end it. Frank, I gotta go. You don't understand. I gotta shit.
Well, shit. Shit or get up the pot.
Frank, just talk for 30 seconds. Literally, it's coming out of my fucking ass. I'll be right back. Talk, Frank! You know what? Fuck it. I know the shit is coming out of my ass right now. I don't trust you. I don't fucking trust you, so I'm gonna do what I made you do. I'm gonna call in. From the fucking bowl. 367-4472 Send. Come on. Fuck. Dude, this is a fucking emergency right now.
End the show.
No, I can't. Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Okay.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Frank,
can you hear me?
Unfortunately.
Frank.
What?
Oh, God damn it. This is gonna be bad. This is really gonna be fucking bad. I don't know why you wouldn't talk for the last 30 seconds. Like you're willing to let it.
I was
just
wrapping it up, saying
good
night.
Did you hear that?
Why are you prolonging this? You know, people don't want to be hearing you take a dump.
Did you hear that?
I'm not. Whatever. I didn't hear it.
Well, I want to thank everybody. From my humble bathroom, as I project, I don't know how much shit. But actually, this is the first solid shit I've had in a while. I'm very, very, very happy to be back in the in normal shit schedule. Listen, Frank, you know you can really help me out by talking.
Well,
you know,
what I don't understand is why you felt the need to tell people they have to take a dump.
Because it wasn't time to end the show yet, but it was time to. Like I'm telling you, I had no fucking time. I hit my emergency fucking window. Like,
and how did this come up on you all of a sudden? Because 5 minutes ago you were fine. Was this creeping up on you?
Like, this wasn't something I wrote on the sheet. Do you understand? Like, I was in front of the fucking computer, and like I saw that it was like 50. Oh, did you hear that? So it was like, you know, not an hour yet. And there were some things that I wanted to talk about that I, you know, unfortunately I can't really see now.
Right.
So, but, you know, I got to say, all in all, it was a great show.
Thank you.
You know, we've done this for you. You've had to run away, and we put you on the cell phone. So you
oh, yes,
talk
I remember.
Still be, yeah, you remember that. But when
yes.
I have to do it, it fucked me and the show, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, we ended the show when I was on the bowl, so why don't we just end the show when you're on the bowl?
Because I'm the one who controls it. I don't have like a laptop here.
Are
you
gonna
have
to leave? Are you gonna wipe properly before you leave the toilet there, or no?
I mean, in the interest of the audience and time, I might not be able to get a proper wipe on.
Okay.
I may have to like abbreviate the wipe. And the way to do that is to just bunch up as much as you can and like, try and get one smooth swath at it. Like, here, I'm going to take a decent amount, like maybe 25 sheets, and ball it up and just go. And I might fold it in half because I have enough here where I can fold it in half. And I think I'm good to go. Frank, can you hear this?
I can.
Do you hear that?
That's not like a fucking volcano, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's, I'm only human, Frank. I'm only human. Sometimes I gotta shit, you know? When you have to shit.
Just like Billy Joel says.
What?
You're only human.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Very good.
Very good. Thanks for all your fucking help, you prick. You can't even you can't even carry me for fucking 30 seconds?
I'm, you know how I feel about talking to you while you have your pants around your ankles? We've been through this before.
You know what? There was no hand washing.
Oh, my God.
I didn't wash my hands.
Oh, God.
What am I going to do?
You just defiled everything. Everything
I did, and I touched my face, too. Oh, shit. I touched my fucking face, and I didn't wash my hands. And not only that, I was on the cell phone the whole time. But you know why it's cool that I didn't wash my hands? Do you know why it's cool?
Why is that?
I didn't really wipe. What's up? What's up? No wipe. And it was bad. It was bad.
So you're sitting there right now with ass shit in your ass.
With what?
Ass in your shit.
Well, you know, the way to take care of business when you don't want to wipe and you'll be back in a little bit, you just bunch it up and you clench.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that you have toilet paper in the crack of your ass right now?
No, Frank. That would be you when you start bleeding about the ass. You make a man pawn. I wiped my fucking ass. I actually didn't wash my hands. That's the only fucking downside to it. Anyway, our poll from the show here was, are you going into work tomorrow? Frank, do you want to guess how many people said, which wins? Yes, no, I will go in, or no, I can't call out.
Yes, I will go in.
That is the winner with 10 votes. 83% will be going in, which is ironic because 100% of our listeners have no jobs. So thank you for calling being a part of the goddamn show. Thanks for letting me just fucking flounder as I was shitting salad. It came out like salad. Lettuce and I think I saw a carrot disc. Anyway, thanks for tuning into the DJ New Style show. Be sure to check out everything on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Go to djnewstyleshow.com. Subscribe. Download everything we've ever done. Rate us on iTunes. Comment. Tell your friends. Even if you have none. Thank you very much. Frank, is there anything you'd like to tell the people, a sentence or two?
No.
Thank you. Aw, shit. Giggity, giggity, giggity.